One Victoria neighborhood was without power for the night after a driver took out a power pole Monday, February 3, night, prompting emergency responders to issue a reminder to consider others. Slow down, use caution, and leave room. If you don't need to be driving today, maybe consider staying at home, Victoria Fire posted on social media. The crash on Quadra Street near Topaz Park left residents in the area without power overnight, but there were no major injuries reported. VICPD Chief Del Manick managed to make a statement himself, posting a photo of the Infiniti whose driver he pulled over the same night. Was tailgating a taxi, then sped around it, accelerating to 75 kilometers per hour on Blanchard Street by Mayfair Mall, the chief wrote. He issued the 21-year-old driver a ticket for speeding relative to road conditions. Please slow down when roads are icy and slick. The Infiniti in front of me found out the hard way. Was tailgating a taxi, then sped around it, accelerating to 75 kilometers per hour on Blanchard Street by Mayfair Mall. I wrote the 21-year-old driver a $167 ticket, speed relative to road conditions. pic.twitter.com/8v3pp99cino, Del Manick, at Chief Manick, February 4, 2025. Those conditions were not optimal Monday and continued to be slick Tuesday. Central Saanich was among the many communities that took the time to remind residents of snow clearing protocols and safety tips. Like most communities, roads are cleared based on a priority basis with main routes first. Those who live on a major street should try to avoid parking on the road so plows can get right to the edge, making them safer and more usable for everyone. Residents are responsible for clearing snow and ice from sidewalks bordering their property. Shovel early and often to keep the load lighter. Walk on the left side of the road, facing traffic, on roadways where there are no sidewalks or the sidewalks are impassable. Consider being a snow angel and helping out elderly or physically challenged neighbors. While the southern tip of the island averted snowfall warnings Tuesday, temperatures will stay cold, according to Environment Canada. 2 to 4 centimeters of the white stuff is expected to fall across the region Tuesday, with flurries anticipated through Thursday, February 6. A wind chill could see temperatures dip as low as -9°C overnight. While snow is expected to be minimal, freezing temperatures mean drivers need to remain cautious. Safe driving at this time of year starts with mindset, according to the program director for road safety at work. When the roads are icy, you not only have to watch yourself, you have to watch for others sliding into your path, Trace Akers said in a news release. The best advice is to postpone your trip if possible. If you have to drive, you need to anticipate hazards that could put you and your passengers at risk and be prepared to react quickly. The first line of defense is 4 matched winter tires. They provide better traction in cold temperatures because they stay soft, unlike all-season tires, which harden in the cold. Winter tires with the 3-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol provide the best performance when temperatures drop below 7°C. One of the biggest hazards for drivers in freezing weather is black ice. It often forms on shaded roads or under bridges and overpasses where moisture freezes faster. It's a thin, transparent layer that blends into the road and can catch drivers off guard. Driving too fast on icy roads can lead to serious crashes and injuries. Speed limits are set for ideal conditions. In winter, those conditions don't exist, Akers said. Always drive below the posted speed limit and stay at least 4 seconds behind the vehicle in front of you. Find more safety tips at shiftintowinter.ca.